Reminder that we're not only paying attention to our experience, but we're paying loving attention. So you can leave your hands over your heart, or you can choose to rest them in your lap. We'd like to offer you a direct experience of loving kindness for self and other, and then compassion for self and other. When I speak to the person with open eyes, the task is to mentally direct the words to your partner who has closed eyes. You can look directly at your partner, or you can just glance at them occasionally, depending on what feels most comfortable for you. And at the same time, the person with closed eyes should mentally direct the words to him or herself. And if some strong feelings arise in your partner, and you have a natural wish to touch or comfort your partner, please resist the impulse and let your partner have the fullness of his or her own experience. Now please open your eyes and decide who'll have eyes open first, and then the other person, please close your eyes. And if your eyes are open, this is an opportunity to imagine the unique gifts and strengths that lie within your partner. And if your eyes are closed, imagining the unique gifts and strengths that lie within you. Knowing there are gifts and strengths that are already realized, and those that are still seeds of potential. Just as in every human life, there are wonderful moments of strength, courage, humor, creativity, generosity, and tenderness. Your heart and the heart of this person, like all human hearts, is capable of more love and kindness than you ever dreamed possible. As you look, if your eyes are open, imagining your partner as a child. And if your eyes are closed, you can imagine yourself as a child, if that feels right. Or you can just keep imagining yourself as an adult. Recognizing that there's still a child that lies within this person. Letting yourself feel how much you want this child to be nurtured, and to be able to grow into his or her full potential. How much you wish that this child would stay well, safe from harm, peaceful and happy. How much you naturally want to bring forth and celebrate what is beautiful in this child. Letting yourself feel how much you want this child to be nurtured, to be able to grow into his or her full potential. How much you wish that this child would stay well, safe from harm, peaceful and happy. And how much you naturally want to bring forth and celebrate what is beautiful in this child. And if you're seeing this person's potential and a wish arises to cherish and honor this person, know that what you may be experiencing is your innate capacity for loving kindness. Or if you're directing the words towards yourself, that would be self-kindness. This capacity is within you always. Both partners, please open your eyes and just taking a moment to silently acknowledge your partner with your eyes. Then both partners, please close your eyes now. And just taking a few moments to notice how you're feeling. And letting yourself feel what you're feeling and be who you are. And some people may be feeling loving kindness and others will not. See if you can bring an accepting attitude to whatever your experience is. And again, if it's the self-compassionate thing for you to do, please feel free to close or to tune out from the instructions, or to just tune into your heart or your breath, bringing your hands to your heart or your belly if you need to. And you could even ask your partner for permission to take a break if you need to. So if your eyes were closed before, please keep them Sorry, if your eyes were open before, please keep them closed now. And if your eyes were closed before, please keep them open now. If you like, offering yourself soothing touch as a reminder to be kind to yourself. And again, when I speak to the person with the open eyes, the task is to direct the words to your partner in a heartfelt way. At the same time, if you are the person with eyes closed, please direct the words to yourself. If your eyes are open, this is an opportunity to imagine the unique gifts and strengths that lie within your partner. And if your eyes are closed, yourself. Knowing there are gifts and strengths that are already realized and those that are still seeds of potential. And just as in every human life, there are wonderful moments of strength, courage, humor, creativity, generosity, and tenderness. The heart of this person, like all human hearts, is capable of more love and kindness than you ever dreamed possible. And as you look, if your eyes are open, imagining your partner as a child. And if your eyes are closed, you can imagine yourself as a child. If that feels right, or just keep imagining yourself as an adult. Recognizing that there is still a child that lies within this person. And letting yourself feel how you might want this child to be nurtured, to be able to grow into his or her full potential. How you may wish that this child would stay well, safe from harm, peaceful and happy. How much you may want to bring forth and celebrate what is beautiful in this child. Letting yourself feel how you might want this child to be nurtured and to be able to grow into his or her full potential. How you may wish that this child would stay well, safe from harm, peaceful and happy. How much you may want to bring forth and celebrate what is beautiful in this child. And if you're seeing this person's potential and the wish arises to cherish and honor this person, know that you may now be experiencing your innate capacity for loving kindness. Or if you were directing the words towards yourself, that would be self-kindness. And this capacity is there in you always. For both partners, if you'd like to now, please open your eyes and just take a few moments to silently acknowledge your partner with your eyes. And now both partners, please close your eyes, taking a few moments to notice how you're feeling and letting yourself feel what it is that you're feeling and be who you are. Now taking a few slow, deep breaths and release the feelings of loving kindness. So if your eyes were open before, please keep them closed now. And if your eyes were closed before, please open them now. Once more, offering yourself a soothing gesture as you look at your partner or look within. Letting yourself reflect on a measure of sorrow that lies within this person right now. The burdens that are carried, the suffering and pain accumulated over a lifetime, as in every human life. There are disappointments, failures, loneliness, loss and hurts. Things that may have seemed impossible to bear at the time, yet somehow were born. Letting yourself open to this pain, turning toward it, acknowledging it. You can't fix the pain or make it go away, but you can be with it with a spirit of courage and an open heart. Now imagining your partner as a child, and if your eyes are closed, imagining yourself as a child, if that feels okay. Recognizing that there's still a child that lives within this person, sometimes frightened, hurt, confused, struggling. letting yourself feel how naturally you might want to reach out to soothe, to reassure. How much you may want that child to know that he or she can lean on you for support, for understanding, for love, for acceptance. If you're seeing this human vulnerability and a wish arises to help, to protect, and comfort this person in the midst of his or her suffering, know that what you're now experiencing is compassion. And if you're directing the words towards yourself, that would be self-compassion. And this capacity is there within you always. So both partners, please open your eyes now and take a moment to silently acknowledge your partner with your eyes. Then both partners, please close your eyes, taking a few moments to notice how you're feeling, letting yourself feel what you're feeling and be who you are. And again, some people will feel compassion and some people will not. Can we give space for whatever arises? If your eyes were open before, please keep them closed now. And if your eyes were closed before, please open them now. If you like, offer yourself gentle, soothing touch. Letting yourself become aware of a measure of sorrow that lies within this person right now. Your partner, if your eyes are open, yourself, if your eyes are closed. The burdens that are carried, the suffering and pain accumulated over a lifetime, as in every human life. There are disappointments, failures, loneliness, loss, and hurts. Things that may have seemed impossible to bear at the time, yet somehow were born. Letting yourself open to this pain, turning toward it, acknowledging it. You can't fix the pain, or make it go away, but you can be with it with a spirit of courage and an open heart. Now imagining your partner as a child, and if your eyes are closed, imagining yourself as a child, if that feels right. Recognizing that there's still a child that lives within this person. Sometimes frightened, hurt, confused, and struggling. Letting yourself feel how you may want to reach out to soothe, to reassure. How much you might want that child to know that he or she can lean on you for support, for understanding, for love and acceptance. Letting yourself feel how you may want to reach out to soothe, to reassure, and how much you might want that child to know that he or she can lean on you for support, for understanding, for love, and for acceptance. If you're seeing this human vulnerability and a wish arises to protect and comfort this person in the midst of his or her suffering, know that what you may now be experiencing is compassion. And if you were directing the words towards yourself, that would be self-compassion. And this capacity is there in you always. So both partners, please open your eyes now and take a moment to silently acknowledge your partner with your eyes. Now both partners, please close your eyes and taking a few moments to notice how you're feeling. Letting yourself feel what you're feeling and be who you are. And now everyone, please open your eyes slowly. And thank your partner for what you've just shared. And just taking a few minutes, around about 10, yeah, to share what that experience was like.
Have a bit of a deep breath.
Have a bit of a deep breath.
The light.
worry about it. That's good. We've got a clear environment.